SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, setiap tahun hampir 400 ribu warga Australia pindah untuk bekerja, melanjutkan pendidikan, ganti gaya hidup, keluarga, atau dukungan masyarakat yang lebih baik. Data periksa atau checklist dapat membuat perpindahan antar negara bagian Anda lebih mudah karena undang-undang, peraturan, dan penyedia layanan di setiap negara bagian mungkin berbeda. Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Harita Mehta. Jumlah orang yang pindah antar negara bagian terus meningkat. Dan menurut Bureau of Statistics Australia, orang-orang yang lahir di luar negeri lebih cenderung pindah secara internal dibandingkan dengan warga kelahiran Australia. Permukiman di negara baru melibatkan proses penyesuaian yang signifikan, sehingga pindah antar negara bagian juga dapat berarti permukiman untuk kedua kalinya. Manager urusan publik di penyedia layanan permukiman AMES Australia, Lori Noel, mengatakan para migran perlu merevisi langkah-langkah yang mereka ambil ketika mereka pertama kali tiba di negara ini.
Australia is a federal nation, so all of the states have different systems, services and laws. So many of the things that migrants have arranged when they first arrive in Australia in one of the states probably need to be arranged again when they move interstate.
Daftar periksa perpindahan Anda harus mencakup mendaftarkan perubahan alamat Anda ke Departemen Pemerintah, bank, layanan negara bagian, dan penyedia layanan lain yang dapat Anda gunakan. Sebagian besar perubahan dapat dengan mudah dilakukan secara online.
Firstly, and probably most obviously, there's the change of address. People need to change their addresses, and not just for their friends, but maybe, you know, with their bank, maybe with Centrelink if they're receiving some sort of payment. If they're on a particular visa, it may require that the immigration department are informed of the new address. Medicare needs to know of your current address, and that's true for anyone. So it's also worth thinking about leaving a forwarding address from your old residence as well, so that your mail catches up with you.
Pallavi Thakkar datang dari India dan menetap di Sydney, namun baru-baru ini ia pindah ke Melbourne untuk kesempatan karier yang lebih baik. Ia menyarankan untuk memiliki anggaran perpindahan untuk menghindari kejutan dalam keuangan.
Since it was a big move from one state to another, it was important to have a budget in mind when it comes to moving. We spent around $10,000 on this moving. All together, everything put together. Sometimes we just give that much importance to budget, but it is important.
Juga penting untuk diingat bahwa premi asuransi dan penyedia layanan mungkin berbeda dari satu negara bagian ke negara bagian yang lain.
The insurance company, the health insurance, we were with Bupa initially in Sydney, and we realized that they charge more because of the Victorian laws and regulations. We were with an RMA when in Sydney, and then when we moved here, they told that they don't have or have limited services when it comes to Victoria, but they do have sister concern some other company, and now we are ACV and now we are with them. That is another point which is important, that you need to check all your providers who are operating in one state whether they are able to give you the same in the other state as well, because state to state services differ and the operators differ.
Australia memiliki kurikulum nasional, terlepas dari tempat tinggal Anda atau sistem sekolah Anda. Namun, Lori Noel dari AMES menyarankan agar Anda melakukan penelitian yang akan membantu Anda dengan pendaftaran karena sertifikat, mata pelajaran, dan ketentuan sekolah bervariasi di setiap negara bagian.
If you have kids or even if an adult is involved in training or education, it's worth knowing about the system in the particular state you're moving to. For instance, schools in different states have different term and holiday times. They offer different subjects and courses, so it's worth getting your head around that.
Setiap negara bagian memiliki peraturan dan ketentuan sendiri mengenai pendaftaran mobil dan lisensi kendaraan, dan diperlukan dokumentasi yang berbeda untuk menyelesaikan prosesnya, serta biayanya juga bervariasi.
Obviously, you also need to change your driver's license, and most states offer you about 3 months to do that. And speaking of transport, obviously the road rules are different in each state. Victoria is particularly unique because of the number of trams that are on the road. So it's worth finding out about the particular local road rules. Also, public transport systems are different, ticketing is different, and some places are better served with public transport than others.
Mengikuti pemilihan suara adalah wajib di Australia. Setiap kali Anda pindah, Anda harus memperbarui alamat Anda pada daftar pemilih atau nama Anda dapat dihapus dan Anda tidak akan dapat memberikan suara. Lori Noel mengatakan, Komisi Pemilihan Australia menawarkan berbagai opsi untuk memperbarui rincian pendaftaran Anda.
You probably need to inform the Australian Electoral Commission of your move, and then when you reach the new state, you need to enroll in that state to be able to vote. And it's, technically it's compulsory to vote. So, you can be fined if you don't, enroll when you're eligible to.
Kebanyakan keluarga pindah karena hubungan budaya dan dukungan masyarakat yang lebih baik. Pallavi Thakkar mengatakan ia menemukan platform media sosial yang berguna untuk mendapatkan saran praktis dan terhubung dengan komunitas budaya Indianya.
So basically I posted my query on Facebook. And people were nice enough to come out with a lot of suggestions. And it was most important for us that we are close to city. So going to, very far suburbs was ruled out.
Selain dari forum komunitas, Lori Noel mengatakan penyedia layanan permukiman dan pusat sumber daya migran juga dapat membantu. Dan pendengar, perlu diingat bahwa Australia memiliki beberapa undang-undang karantina yang paling ketat di dunia. Dan ini juga berlaku setiap perpindahan antar negara bagian. Dianjurkan untuk meninggalkan tanaman, produk hewani, dan peralatan pertanian yang mungkin mengandung kontaminan. Untuk informasi lebih lanjut, simaklah situs web karantina antar negara bagian dari pemerintah Australia.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.